This is 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. This is the Aline Show, a talkative Aline here. Today, who we have here is a guy by the name of Kevin McShann. And Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us here today.
Oh,
that is awesome. You know what? I'm glad you're here too there, Kevin. One question I wanted to ask as well here is, I know you did one of the, your series on why Windsor could hire more people with disabilities. And I wanted to ask as well that, what has the city of Windsor done that I remember you were saying that it was one of the one of the lowest amounts of people that they've hired with disabilities. So how have you turned that around?
Well, the project that I'm involved with is called We Are Able. It's run through the Ontario Trillium Foundation in association with Assistance Living Southwestern Ontario here in Windsor and Essex. And the point of the project is to educate local business owners and those who work in human resources about the benefits of hiring individuals with disabilities.
That's great. Excellent. Which organizations have participated in this movement? That's great. I mean, I also interviewed Bruce Montone from the Windsor Fire Service, and he's also taken part as well in this project too. And it's great that a lot of other local businesses have been participating as well. I will tell you for a fact that when I was living in Windsor, Eastside Mario's down on Tecumseh Road East hired a person with an intellectual disability, and I was so amazed on that too. That's great. I mean, that's so what is your favorite restaurant there, Kevin? I was going to ask you that. Which one has been your favorite around Windsor? Oh, great. Yeah, steaks are great too. I mean, I have to say as well that I was so sad that when the Tunnel Barbecue closed, actually.
Well, yeah, it was a staple in Windsor for a long time, and a lot of people were disappointed when that ended as well.
Well, I know that they moved on the Erie Street area there, and yeah, that's a great restaurant too. One of my favorites I was going to add as well is Terracotta Pizzeria. That was one of my absolute favorites as well. I also did like the Tunnel Barbecue. I mean, I have to say that when it comes to the diversity in cuisine and stuff, I have to say Windsor is tops for that. I mean, when I lived there, I mean, there was a lot of options to choose from.
Becoming more popular around here. Certainly
absolutely. It's a wonderful city. I mean, I had to unfortunately leave because it was difficult for me to find work after I had a hotel job at Days Inn. It was difficult for me to find work, so I ended up moving to London to work at a call center there. And I am going to say, though, that, yes, I do miss the city a lot here. Now, I just came across as well here, Kevin, and I'm sorry if I'm going to change the subject here. You received the Influential Advocate Award at the Windsor Essex Accessibility Award. Can you please tell me what was the ceremony like when you actually went? Oh, that's excellent. Congratulations. You absolutely deserve this award. And I mean, I have to say that I wish I was there at your ceremony to issue the award. I wish I was actually there. I mean, you've done some very, very tremendous work. Now, what I will do here, Kevin, is I'm going to have you hang on the line and I'm just going to roll a clip on yourself. It is going to be about 12 minutes and 5 seconds and it will talk about the award that you received. Would that be all right? All right, perfect. Just one moment. I'm just going to roll this here. So roll the tape, please, as Steve Paikin would say on TVO.
Barrier that in fact they're able to meet their goals. So that's what his encouragement is, always encouragement to other individuals, always thinking about other individuals and wanting only not only for himself but the community to be a better place.
Can you just reset that, how the steps that you took to nominate Kevin for this event?
So there were nomination forms, and we were asked to consider who, in fact, we thought might be good candidates for awards. And I selected Kevin because in providing him with assistance and service, he has always inspired me. His willingness to move forward, his willingness to try new things, and of all the individuals, I mean, we service a lot of individuals, but I think with Kevin, his age, his skills, his abilities, and his motivations will really have an impact on our community.
Can you tell me a little bit about your work relationship with him, as in like where you come from, where you've been, and where you're at now?
Okay, well, Kevin applied to our agency for employment supports. I manage that program. So when we first started with Kevin, he had been doing a lot of volunteer work and was really striving for a job in journalism. And that just wasn't happening for him, not because of his inabilities or his lack of skills. It's just based on the labor market. So in getting to know Kevin more and more and more, we had felt that he has a lot to offer in a lot of different areas. So that's when we assisted him to develop the business plan and start his own business. So we meet quite regularly. Probably of all the consumers, I you know, as a manager, I don't provide direct service, but of all the consumers, I spend a lot of time with Kevin because, again, I think his ideas, I think his willingness, it inspires me to want to continue to ensure that I look at, I guess, the community from a younger person's perspective.
Well, certainly any opportunity that I get to hang out with my friend Kevin McChan, I will take that opportunity and jump at that opportunity. He's certainly an inspiration for anyone that has had the pleasure to work with Kevin. But tonight is special in that a lot of Kevin's work goes into advocacy for persons with different abilities and accessibility issues for those people. Of course, Kevin is one who faces challenges every day and who rises to those challenges like no one I've ever met. So in that sense, Kevin certainly is an inspiration to those with disabilities, but also just as a human being. I mean, he strives for the best for himself, and in turn, he challenges others to do the same. So, you know, it's just whenever you can be with those types of people and support them, it certainly makes my work better, and you're always learning too as well.
Tell me a little bit about your work relationship and where you guys have come from and where you're at now, Tippy.
Yeah, so I met Kevin probably 4 years ago as a candidate prior to being elected, and Kevin was working as a journalist at that time as his profession, and I was immediately impressed with Kevin and knew that, you know, should I have the honor of being elected to office, this is somebody that I want to work with. Because he's aware, he's in tune with what our community's needs are and how to address them. So, you know, we started to dialogue after I was elected in terms of what he was working on and how I could help through the provincial level of government to bring those issues to light. Kevin and I have worked almost on a daily basis. We're in contact with each other through the, you know, technology of Facebook. We get to chat about what he's working on, some of his projects, and also how that fits into the narrative of accessibility and promotion of persons with different abilities in inclusion into society, into our communities, into our economies, and all facets. So Kevin's been that voice for our region, continues to be that voice, and I'm happy to try to create those outlets with him, whether they be legislatively or through just, you know, promotion wherever we can find it, events like this. You know, Facebook. We held a wonderful press conference last year at Queen's Park that Kevin championed. He was our lead on accessibility issues and including persons with disabilities in employment standards and trying to find a way to make that a better space for people who have disabilities. So, I mean, you know, he's constantly driving forward. And if you get to grab on that comment, then, you know, somehow, sometimes you get to share in the sparkle of it, I guess, is what it is, and that's what I'm doing. I'm following
Kevin Buchan's coattails is what I'm doing.
Just tell me a little bit about Taraz and Karen and your working relationship with them and where you've come from and where you're at now and some of the things that you've been through.
So,
I am forever indebted to Taraz Nedeshek and Karen Bull, who have been influential advocates on promoting the rights and equality for me and making sure that opportunities and doors are open for me. So receiving this award is sort of a vindication about the work that we've all collectively done. So it'll be a group award for all of us that are here today that are being honored tonight, including myself.
Taraz told me that you're a comet and he's just kind of riding on your coattails. Can you give me a little spiel on that?
Well, Taraz is sort of a criminal artist, but his office and him in particular have been a strong supporter of the initiatives that I've started trying to get off the ground. Advocate on behalf of myself and, of course, people with disabilities. Here in Windsor and Essex are severely underemployed. The latest numbers are between 70% and 72%. So anything that I can do, the reason I'm getting the award is my influential advocacy and getting people with disabilities employed. So I feel very, very honored and fortunate to be have been nominated by Taryn to receive the honor.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Karen Bowl, and I manage the vocational programs for the disability. Part of my duties are to ensure the Equal Ability Program, which is an employment support program. 5 years ago, we were tasked with assisting Kevin in developing his vocational aspirations. I developed this understanding of who Kevin was when he took on and assisted a family for a young man that had to leave St. Clair College. And Kevin was instrumental in trying to help this young man move forward. Kevin doesn't stop there. And I believe if I were speaking a year from now, that Kevin would already have accomplished some of the goals which he believes in. So again, I feel that he's so deserving of this award. And I feel confident in saying in 5 years from now, 2 years from now, there'll be something big that Kevin again is going to be highlighting for.
Hi everybody, I am Kevin McCann, motivational speaker and sports talk radio host. I am humbled and honored to have been chosen to receive this award. Advocating on behalf of people with disabilities is something that I do a lot. I'm a part of the Equal Ability Program here also, and part of my involvement with the organization has to do with advocating on behalf of Donald and myself, but those who need extra advocacy work are done on behalf of them. This award will only enhance my ability to advocate further on behalf of people with disabilities. I want to personally thank Karen Gold, the manager of vocational services here at Assisted Living Southwestern Ontario, for nominating me for such a prestigious honor, because as Karen and I both know, advocating on behalf of individuals with disabilities and promoting equality is not only the right thing, it's the smart thing to do as well. And again, I am beyond thrilled to have received such a great honor. Have a good night, everybody.
100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio Waterloo. That's the Aleem Show with Talkative Aleem here. So I did want to ask here, Kevin, is how many awards have you received in total so far, and how long have you been doing this advocacy work for?
That's great.
Now the other question I had was, you're doing some very amazing work as well. Now, I did want to ask here as well, Kevin, is have you received any job offers in the radio or journalism broadcasting industry yet with all the amazing work you did? Because I think you deserve something. You deserve to be rewarded.
That's
great. They always say if one door closes, the other one opens. Oh, absolutely, and I have to say that's something that one has to do, absolutely. And I also just wanted to say here, Kevin, is what was it like being in the Mediaplex? Now, I see that you've done some journalistic work and you've interviewed people and everything while you were in the Mediaplex. What was that like? I mean, I've seen the studio, and the studio is absolutely amazing. But what is the curriculum like for preparation for prospective journalists that may be taking the program at St. Clair College? What is the advice that you'd give to them?
Enough journalism should consider themselves to be fortunate and thought fortunate and take advantage of the opportunities and the people they get to meet, and make sure that you represent the profession with pride, honor, and dignity. So that would be my advice.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have to say that when it comes to journalism, I will say that in my personal opinion, I did find that when I was living in Windsor, when I read the Windsor Star, there was a lot of positive, kind stories that I read in the Windsor Star, and it's probably the most I've ever seen out of any Ontario newspaper. Absolutely, absolutely. That is absolutely great to know. Do you have a favorite national basketball team or soccer team or hockey team or anything like that?
I'm a big Detroit Lions fan. I enjoy covering basketball for the freelance sports website that I run. I'm a big sports junkie, and since I have started my new position with the Disability Project, had the opportunity to look at sports and look at the professions and getting people employed in a different lens. So it's been a different challenge for me, but I certainly do enjoy sports and covering them when I get a chance to do so.
Oh, absolutely. That is absolutely amazing. I mean, when it comes to sports, I have to say that the basketball teams I really like is the Detroit Pistons, the Toronto Raptors. For hockey, I like the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Detroit Red Wings, Montreal Canadiens, Vancouver Canucks. I also like the New York Rangers. Absolutely, and I also love the Windsor Spitfires is because they're very involved in the community. Like, I remembered when the Flint water crisis happened, the entire team ended up collecting so many bottles of water with the help of the Essex Windsor community and delivering it to the affected areas.
Well, certainly, being in this region of the country, we're well-versed in what's happening in Flint, and certainly our neighbors across the border deserve to have the ability to drink clean water, and certainly know that local agencies and sports organizations can do here in Windsor Essex to help should certainly be applauded.
Absolutely, and I have to say that it's been absolutely great talking about these great topics and stuff. Now I have heard of Spotted in Windsor as well, where people post anonymously about good things or kind things that have happened in Windsor and Essex County. Have you ever been have you ever received a random act of kindness yet?
Not me personally, but I do agree with you. It's another arm that lets Windsorites know and those that follow that publication the great work that the people of Windsor are doing. So anything that can promote the home team, certainly I'm all for.
Oh, absolutely. That is great. That is absolutely great. And I just wanted to also say here that now I also noticed that you've also met Mayor Mike Bradley before and you've interviewed him. What was that like? What was that experience like meeting Mike Bradley? Because I know with Mike Bradley, he has this philosophy that we can't have two types of citizens, one that has access and one that doesn't. And that's one quote that has sticked in my head for a very long time. And I really admire your work and his work and everybody else's work that has supported you along the way as well. So what was that like talking to Mike Bradley? I mean, what was that like meeting him?
Well, Mayor Bradley is certainly a champion for accessibility. He's currently serving his ninth term as the mayor of Sarnia. And he's taken a personal interest in making sure that people with disabilities are included, are valued, and are shown to have worth in the community. One thing I will tell you is I attended the Accessibility Awards in Sarnia a couple of years ago, and the We Are Able project spun off that idea originally. Obviously, we've made some tweaks to fit what it needs to fit for this region of the country. But Mayor Mike Bradley and his Mayor's Challenge, which encourages all mayors across the province of Ontario to do the smart thing and hire people with disabilities, is certainly something that's admired and cherished by the rest of us. He's a great guy, and he works hard with the people of Sarnia, and certainly is one of the national champions for accessibility, not only in Sarnia and Ontario, but certainly across the country as well. So Mike Bradley is one of the good guys, and the people of Sarnia should be lucky that he is the mayor of their city.
Absolutely, and I mean, and I wanted to also send a little message as well to the people in the Sarnia community. There was a recent article about him, and they ended up saying that, because he runs the city in a very top fiscal-oriented and working collaboratively with the citizens of the city of Sarnia. And what I did want to show a message to the solidarity of Mike Bradley is I really appreciate the work that you do there, Mayor Mike Bradley. I just wanted to say that on the air as well. I also appreciate the work you've done here, Kevin McShann. And I just want to tell people in the city of Sarnia is look at the good things that Mike Bradley has done. And it would be very well appreciative. And I'm just saying it to people is that it would be best if Sarnians focused on the great work that Mike Bradley has done instead of being jealous. Which
I don't want to play politics, but I will say that Mike Bradley has done a great job for people within the accessibility community. Obviously, I don't live in Sarnia, so I couldn't comment on the political nature of how he runs the city, but all I'll say is that he's been an advocate for me whenever I needed help with the disability project. And in my book, Mayor Bradley is one of the most influential and life-altering politicians that the province of Ontario has in terms of promoting the needs of individuals with disabilities. So I've thoroughly enjoyed my interaction with the mayor when I've had a chance to do it. I think his mayor's challenge is one that all mayors need to get behind within the province, including the one here in Windsor, as we work to fully include all individuals with disabilities within a vibrant and contributing workforce.
Absolutely, and I was just gonna say that that's why I just wanted to add that commentary piece on there, because I want people to know that I also appreciate the work that Mayor Mike Bradley has done. He's even talked on my show as well. The one time, which was on February 23rd, 2016. I also just want to tell people that as well, just to let people know, is if people want to know more information about Kevin McShann and his work, please subscribe to his YouTube channel, Kevin McShann. He's an amazing, amazing journalist. He's an amazing, amazing motivational speaker. And I also just want people to also go and go on Wikipedia and Google Mike Bradley. And I've added here about the work that that Kevin McShann has done with the interview of Mike Bradley, as well as my work as well. So I want to promote the both of us and say that the work has been extremely excellent as well. And I also just want to tell people who are living in the city of Windsor, who are listening to the show, is that right now, Blackburn Radio Incorporated on Cool FM is hiring a program manager and morning show host. So if anybody wants to apply for that, they can go to windsorjobs@blackburnradio.com. And the deadline for that is Friday, July 22nd. And people can find that on indeed.ca. Just wanted to put that out there. And Kevin McShann, is there anything else that you want to add?
No, I just want to thank you for your time today, Liam. And I think that it's important that people do the smart thing and make sure that they have a diverse way of looking at things when they consider hiring individuals with disabilities, and that they all deserve a voice within our community, and by having them contribute to the workforce is a positive message for anyone to get behind. So I thank you for the opportunity to join you today, and I wish you all the best of luck with your show moving forward.
Oh, absolutely, a pleasure there, Kevin McShann. I also want to say thank you so much for coming on my show today and speaking about this important topic, that we can make sure that we change the word from disability to ability, because in my eyes, everyone has abilities, and whatever we put our minds to, you know what, opportunities will flourish. And I just want to say there, Kevin McShann, thank you so much for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but the best, and keep up the great work, and I'm very inspired by you. And I just want to say here that I want to say hi to Veronique Mendel, Sarah Fisher, and also David Harrington for their awesome work in the St. Clair College Journalism Program. I also want to say hi to everyone in the city of Windsor. You guys all rock, and thank you for supporting Kevin. And you have a great day to you too. Bye. So that was Kevin McShann. He has been a great influence. He received the Influential Advocate Award at the Windsor Essex Accessibility Awards. And I really appreciate everything that he's done today for the province of Ontario and the Essex-Windsor community, as well as the entire country of Canada. I will go ahead, I will play a song, so please stick around on that as well. The song that I will be playing will be I Want You by Savage Garden. This is 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS, Radio Waterloo, The Aleem Show with Talkative Aleem here. Stay tuned for more.